Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
David Shooter, he is the CEO of the Innovative Manufacturing Cooperative Research Centre. David, I'm just going to call it the IMCRC. Is that okay?
That's exactly why we have a short name as well. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you for joining me. You have some pretty exciting news regarding a rapid COVID test.
Yeah, and I think this would be really topical, particularly for anyone in South Australia. We saw on the news 10 hours waiting for testing, which is great that people are going for testing. That's been a really good part of how Victoria has so far brought COVID under control. Yeah, we've got a project that we're funding with a company called Alkalizer, who are working with the University of Technology in Sydney to fast track the development of a testing device that basically uses their hand devices that already test for things like alcohol levels in blood and in breath, and also test for illicit drugs. And so this is a project which is going to see very rapid testing within maybe 15 minutes. To tell whether you're positive or negative for COVID.
So this this company, Alkalizer, obviously they make the little handheld things, say, similar to what the police use for breath testing. Is it going to be pretty much one of those for COVID, though?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole idea behind the fast track, is to use existing systems, existing handhelds. And what that means is that, you know, the queues for testing today, I mean, I've been tested in Victoria over the course of our COVID journey. And, of course, the test has to go off to a lab. It spends several hours there, and you might wait 24 hours or longer before you know. And so what that's not capturing is people that may have contracted COVID but are not yet showing symptoms. Mm. And that's one of the things this test will do. So we'll use the existing devices and allow you to have a test result on the spot using the handheld device.
I saw Nicola Spurrier yesterday and then again today in the press conference that she was saying people that were getting infected with coronavirus here, the reason they are trying to get on top of this now is because the incubation period for this strain is so much less, and a lot of people aren't showing symptoms until they are infectious. As in, she was saying it's less than 24 hours incubation period. So assuming this can be rolled out okay around South Australia, that will effectively, you know, people will be able to just pop down quickly for a COVID test and know in what 15 minutes if they are infectious or not.
That's exactly the idea. So you can see the benefit of this in places like, you know, not just with the police checking, but in workplaces, in factories, in hospitals, in hotels, at the airport, you know, anywhere, technically even at sort of sporting events, where you can test people and then very quickly determine whether those people can participate with other groups of people or whether they can't. And so the science is really in how they do that. And this is about a little packet. It's an ice strip, effectively, that you capture someone's saliva on. So it's not about sticking tubes and things up people's noses, which is pretty uncomfortable. And you basically insert this little ice strip, and through an optical system, it has the ability to find very, very tiny, almost nano viral proteins that COVID has, to seek out whether you can find any of those proteins, almost to the scale of being in one in billions or one in trillions.
Wow.
And if you can do that, you can get a very early detection or an accurate detection of whether you test positive or negative.
I guess everyone's saying, especially when you guys were going through your COVID journey and Daniel Andrews was saying, we're going to get back to a COVID normal, as in we're going to be living with this for a while yet, for maybe some years yet. And this device kind of seems like it will allow us to get back on with normal activity by being able to test someone, say, at the door of a concert or alongside of a playing field for a game of soccer or something, so that they can participate. So I guess this is kind of the key to move forward, David, would you say?
Yeah, yes, it is. And even in Victoria, while we've been very fortunate to have a number of days now, I think we've just hit 20 days with no new cases, we're still doing thousands of tests a day. And for us to get back to a new normal, anyone that works in my industry, manufacturing, supply chains, you know, anywhere where you're bringing big groups of people together, we're going to have regular testing, because we're going to have to nip in the bud very, very quickly if any positive tests come, so we can control them in the community. And the beauty of these devices, they're GPS-enabled, they connect with Bluetooth, and so you can actually get tracking of where any positive test results come very, very quickly without having to revert back to a larger database.
Wow. It seems like the thing that we need right now here in South Australia to get us through what we're going through at the moment. So when can we expect this to be out in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, look, the team's working as quickly as they can. The first prototypes are going to be tested this side of Christmas. So that's the exciting thing.
Wow.
And then what Alkalizer also has to do is look to upscale their manufacturing facilities of the devices, because not just to make the strips, but you've also got to make a lot more handhelds to get them around all over Australia. And hopefully, in due course, this will become a great export opportunity for them as well, with a product designed in Australia, made in Australia, and exported around the world. We've got young kids who are now fortunately back at school here in Victoria. I never thought I'd have a thermometer testing device, an infrared testing device, sitting in our hallway where we take their temperature every day. And so you can actually see that there's a potential for family and households to have these kind of devices, which may in turn not just test for COVID, but you might be able to use it to test for other things that are lurking out there as well, to get these early indicators. And then we're not exposing the community with things like influenza as well as things like COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you've got any tips for us as a Victorian who's gone through what we're going through now, we'd love to hear them. But for now, thank you so much, David, for joining me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. And look, good luck and stay safe, all of you.